there's actually three areas that the extra time is focused. The first is more time for individualized academic support for students based on their learning needs. Secondly, more time for enrichment programming, and that enrichment programming spans the gamut to foreign language, to arts and music and drama. And then the third area has to do with teacher professional development and collaboration.
And that's just teacher time for themselves?
Teachers to work together, to build their skills, to be prepared for the implementation of the Common Core state standards, to plan lessons, and to really, strengthen their instruction.
Let's talk about the second bit of time that you mentioned that's being spent, where they're doing more kind of extracurricular type of things. Why is that important when we're talking about things like rock climbing and arts and crafts and that type of thing?
Well, over the last number of years, with the focus on accountability and testing, and there's been a narrowing of the curriculum. And with that narrowing, it has meant that many students aren't getting that broader educational experience, and particularly students that are come from families where they do not have the income to invest outside of school and in the summer months in those kind of programs. We want to help ensure students, even in the poorest districts in Connecticut and across the country, have those opportunities too.
Now, Jennifer, from what I understand, the Time Collaborative is targeting high-poverty schools. What does that mean exactly?
Well, typically, high-poverty schools have been identified by the number of students that are eligible for free and reduced-price lunch. And again, those are students that come from families that don't have the income to pay for the kinds of outside supports that families that have an income above the poverty line invest in.
Now, this idea of expanded days or longer school years is certainly nothing new. And one of the big obstacles has always been teachers' unions. How did you manage to get teachers' unions on board when we're talking about the schools that are involved in the Time Collaborative?
Teachers' unions actually support expanded learning time, but they want to be a part of the design, what the school is going to look like, what the schedule is going to look like, which we encourage and actually help bring the unions to the table in these communities to make sure they have a say. Secondly, there is a discussion about how it will impact teacher compensation and teacher schedules. And in Meriden, for example, teachers work on a staggered schedule model. So no teacher is required to work the extra time. If they want to work the extra time, they are able to, and they're compensated for it. So teachers really want to be a part of the solution, and that's why we are working collaboratively with unions all over the country on this initiative.
Tell me, Jennifer, how will success be measured for your organization?
We do have a success measures in a number of areas, including expectations around student achievement in academics, in math, and ELA specifically. But we also have a broader set of goals around the exposure students have to broad educational opportunities, particularly in the arts, music, drama, and physical education. And we will also be looking at teacher, student, and parent satisfaction.
All right. Jennifer Davis, thank you so much. Very interesting.
Thank you. Take care.